cat scratchers and window seats. You're going to want to check those out. You can visit 4 Healthy Pets online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com, or visit them in person just up the hill from Faulkner University on the left-hand side in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center where the old Skate Haven was. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
You ready for Father's Day?
Father's Day is coming up.
Father's Day is this weekend.
Why aren't you with your dad?
My father was crazy.
I would love to be a more sensitive father.
I love my father.
Who's your daddy?
My mom is my dad.
Why do we even need Father's Day? Fathers are useless.
My father worked in profanity the way other artists might work in oils or clay.
My mom told my dad we can break in the new sheets in a group text message.
Everybody take daddy for granted. Just listen to the radio.
Happy Father's Day!
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 4 o'clock, stand by for you.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. 2 days after being shot and critically wounded, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise remains in critical condition. However, his doctors say the Louisiana Republicans making great progress.
His risk of death right now is substantially lower than when he came in. And certainly, whatever you think of the word critical, he was as critical as you can be when he came in.
Dr. Jack Sava, director of trauma at MedStar Washington Hospital, says Scalise's internal bleeding is stabilized. 3 others were wounded. A verdict is reached in the trial of a young woman who told her boyfriend via texting to kill himself.
Guilty. A judge in Massachusetts has ruled the woman who sent her depressed boyfriend a barrage of text messages encouraging him to kill himself when the two were both teenagers is convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Juvenile court judge Lawrence Moniz found that Michelle Carter caused the death of Conrad Roy III in July 2014.
Fox's Molly Line, Fox News. We report, you decide.
And now, a gentle reminder that Father's Day is...
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Sunday is Father's Day!
Your dad!
Your pop!
The man asleep on the couch!
The man with the supercharged 24-cylinder nitro fuel temper!
So don't you dare miss his day!
On Sunday!
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 The man who told you to walk it off, big sissy!
When you broke your arm outside the Civic Arena!
The man who taught you to drive the family minivan!
Like a super colossal 4x4 car crushing monster truck!
So buy him another crappy tie!
On Sunday!
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 He's the guy who taught you the birds and bees!
Over a plate of wings at Hooters!
He taught you to shake it 2 times, but not 3!
Cause you know what that means!
So get the man a beer!
Let him have the remote control!
And leave the guy alone!
Because that's what he really wants for Father's Day!
On Sunday!
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 Because he's your dad, that's why!
I'll be spending Father's Day with my 2 sons, my little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, cat-headed thing. And my little man, Shawinnie, my little... Because Mrs. Ritterbuttle is working. Goose will be working at the zoo in Miami. So it'll be me and the boys. I think maybe we'll celebrate by all eating out of a bowl on the floor together or something.
You have wonderful floors, so I think that will work.
They're very... It's so clean that you could eat right off of them, yes.
Indeed.
I don't know if I should be saying these things in front of Troy King, who is the newest member of our happy hour team. It's great to have you with us this afternoon. And what I'd like to do here is if I could get traffic and weather taken care of, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what you're doing now and how you can help people. And
sounds great.
We'll just need a couple of minutes to take care of business here and come right back.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hello.
Big drug dealer off the streets in Macon County. U.S. Marshal Services, along with Aaliyah, took down Steve James. He was wanted on 4 grand jury indictments for various charges, mostly distribution and possession of various drugs. When they arrested James, he had 2 shotguns with him and what appeared to be cocaine, marijuana, and grinders with cocaine residue. Yep, that means additional charges. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is headed to Paris, sugar. She'll attend the Paris Air Show with a development team in tow. Ivey says the main goal of the trip is to position Alabama for prolonged aerospace industry growth. And a firearms conviction handed down, 34-year-old Christopher Gilchrist could get up to 10 years in prison. He was in an altercation with another man, got into a shootout at the Value Gas food store on Highland Avenue. In the shootout, 3 people were wounded. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H
H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another active weather day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become rather numerous by later on this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms will be on the strong side, high around 90. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, still a generous supply of random afternoon and evening storms. About 50-50 coverage tomorrow with a high around 90. And we had to go up to about a 50% chance on Father's Day Sunday, too, with a high temperature around 91. Stay ahead of the storms. Download our new weather app. It has radar and future radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic caution in the area of 85 North just before Taylor Road. Some debris in the roadway. Don't know what it is or how much, but be careful if you're headed up that way. Cobbs Ford Road on the 65 overpass in Prattville. There is a fender bender there. They should have that one out of the way pretty shortly. Everything else looking pretty good as far as interstate systems, boulevards, Atlanta highways, and things like that. All clear for you. Get everything for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, Shoe Carnival, Cato, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85 of McClinton & Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-INJURE.
Is made the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It happens every summer. Baseball fans relish the opportunity to see a new crop of rising stars. While car enthusiasts relish the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the supremely intelligent E-Class sedan, winner of a Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Best Auto Tech Award. Lease the 2017 E300 Sports Sedan for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,863 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co. Inc. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
Hi, my name is Suzanne. I'm a news reporter, and that means my smile always has to be camera ready. That's why I have dental coverage through Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. Blue Cross has taken care of me for years. They have great dental plans, and enrolling is easy.
With an individual or family dental plan from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, you're guaranteed coverage. And your benefits include routine exams, cleanings, and x-rays. Our individual dental coverage starts at just $21 a month. That's a lot to smile about. So go to alabamablue.com/greatsmile and enroll today.
When it comes to taking care of my smile, I trust Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama.
Learn more about dental coverage starting at $21 a month at alabamablue.com/greatsmile. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters.
Experience the new Buick at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, a 2017 Buick Encore, MSRP $29,485, now Sonic priced at $19,994. Save nearly $10,000. Stock number GB724144, all incentives assigned to dealer, tax title and dealer fees extra, must mention offer and take delivery by 6/30/17. See dealer for details. Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, 833 Eastern Boulevard. See the entire inventory online at ClassicGMCBuick.com. Classic Buick GMC Cadillac is a premier Sonic automotive dealership. Like them on Facebook. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
free for the weekend. That's ahead of me. This week at work, I was so bored. Put a picture of my boss on the dartboard, and I cried. Oh, 'cause my week is done. Finally Friday, yes it's Friday. Finally Friday, I'm free.
Yay!
Finally Friday, oh yeah Friday, yes it's Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday, yes it's Friday. Finally Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday, oh yeah Friday, yes it's Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday, yes it's Friday. Finally Friday, I'm free.
I'm a little bit nervous this afternoon because we've invited a very distinguished guest into the crazy house that this place can be on Friday, but I'm finding, in addition to all the other things I've learned about Troy King and known about Troy King over the years, is that he's got a sense of humor, which is great. We were talking about Judge Moore.
Right.
During the break, and I've said this on the air many times. In fact, I gave out what I call Greggy Awards to all those guys that were running that year, and I gave three of them to him for having the best sense of humor and a couple of others, most comfortable. Some of them had trouble answering questions from written answers right in front of them. He didn't bring in any notes. It was really kind of, I'm not going to name any names. It's long ago and there's no need to embarrass anybody, but some of it was actually kind of pathetic. So it's great to have you here, but Troy is here because his firm has become part of our sponsor team here on Happy Hour, and we're really, really proud to have you.
We're glad to be here.
And you specialize in, well, let's talk about that. And interesting, too, what a segue to make. Because on one hand, I can see, you know, politics can be something you'd want to get away from with all your passion. But on the other hand, it's one of those things when it's in your system, it's hard to walk away from it, too, is it not?
Yeah. You know, I don't think I ever was bitten by the political bug.
I'm glad to hear that.
I was bitten by the public service bug.
I like that.
When I was a little boy, this is a meandering way to get to the answer to your question, but when I was a little boy, 1979, I was 10 years old, my dad sold real estate down in Elba, little bitty town in South Alabama. And I'll never forget one day my dad came in. This had to be the hardest conversation my dad ever had. And he said, "There's just no money for a family vacation. I'm sorry. We can't afford it." So I asked my dad, I said, "Well, whose fault is that?" And he thought about it like it was a question he had never really thought about before. And he said, "Well, I mean, I guess it's the president. We've got double-digit inflation. If you live in Elba, there's not a lot of new people moving there. Mm-hmm. You need people to want to trade houses.
Yeah.
And they don't want to trade houses when they're going to get a worse interest rate than what they have." So I said to my dad, "Well, how do you get a new one?" And he said, "How do you get a new what?" I said, "How do you get a new president? If that's whose fault it is, how do you get a new one?"
Was this during the Carter era?
Yeah, 79.
I know that.
So my dad said, "Well, I guess you'd go out and campaign." So I wrote Montgomery. Soon a box of brochures came for Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And I went door to door. And I look back now and I think it's kind of funny because everybody in Elba would have been a Democrat in 1979. But I'd go and I'd knock on the door and they would open the door, and I would say, "Would you take this brochure and vote for Ronald Reagan so I can go on vacation next year?"
What a great story.
And I look back now, and I think, I don't remember anybody taking the broom and running me off the porch, but I do suspect a lot of people kind of mussed my hair and turned to their husband and their wife, and they said, "That's so cute. That little King boy thinks he's a Republican." But I knew in 1979 that if there were people who got to make decisions that decided whether little boys in places like Elba got to go on family vacations, mm-hmm, I wanted to be one of those people. And I was very, very blessed. The boyhood dreams that I had, I saw fulfilled. I worked for two governors. worked for an attorney general, and then I became the attorney general. And I got to be one of those people who was making decisions, and it never was off my mind that I was doing things, I was making decisions that were going to impact everybody from one corner of the state to the other. And that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure I put on myself. I never did things because I thought they were going to be politically expedient or politically popular. I mean, heck, the gambling issue, which we were just talking about, is a perfect example of that. Yeah. Who in their right mind that's a Republican would line up on the side or be perceived to line up on the side of gambling interest back in 2010?
Right.
Things have changed a lot, but back then that wasn't the politically popular place to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the legally right place to be. And I've always believed, my dad used to tell me, do right and fear no man. And that was good advice.
Isn't that the same advice that our president should be adhering to right now? Because what he wants to do, and what Attorney General Sessions wants to do, is enforce the law that's on the books relative to immigration and other things. And there's a huge and growing and ignorant, unfortunately, massively ignorant part of the population that said, well, forget the law.
But I'll tell you, Greg, I'm a Republican. I've been a Republican since 1979. It didn't even know it in 1979, but I've been a Republican since then. And I'll be honest with you. I see the same tendencies in our party to want to abandon the law if we don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be a principled approach to this. You can't say, let's follow the law and not remove prayer from schools and the Pledge of Allegiance from schools and legalize abortion. If that's going to be done, let the Congress do it. The people have voted. Let them go and let them do it. We don't want some elected judge somewhere making those decisions. We want accountability back to the people, except when we're opposed to gambling. And so we decide, to heck with the law, we'll get some judges together and we'll rewrite the Constitution. We'll rewrite the law. I'll be honest with you. I was very critical of Governor Riley when he did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was critical of him because I think a lot of Democrats don't know better. But we do. And we stand up and we say it and we say it and we say it. Adherence to the law, strict constructionist, we're going to follow the law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? That places an even greater responsibility on us to do it the right way. It's not, do the ends justify the means? It's the ends only matter if you follow a righteous path to get there. And it really bothers me when my party does that.
Massively profound just now that I totally agree with. We know better.
Right. We do know better. And that makes it worse. I mean, to me, if you're ignorant and you do something, that's one thing. If you know better and you do it because it's a shortcut or it's easy or you get the result that you want, it's doubly wrong. And I don't like saying that, but to abandon the Constitution, to abandon the law, and be willing to turn to judges and ask them to rewrite the Constitution and the law because you can't get the voters to agree with you. I mean, heck, when I went to work for Fob James back in 1994, not only did we trust the people and distrust the legislature, we proposed initiative and referendum legislation to let the people bypass the legislature.
Wow.
And now what we see is people don't trust. I mean, politicians don't trust the people anymore. We don't want the people to decide on gambling because we're afraid of what they'll decide. Well, I still think that as Republicans, we ought to be proud of our libertarian instincts, which is to keep government out of our lives.
Right.
and trust the people. This government doesn't belong to the politicians. It belongs to the people, and we ought to trust them to make the right decisions, and we ought to live with those decisions. So, yeah, I mean, I think we do know better, and I think that we too often want to pick and choose. We want to be initiative and referendum Republicans until it's our ox that's going to get gored,
mm-hmm.
and then we don't want to do that anymore. And there's just something fundamentally wrong with that.
When we come back, I want to speak to what you're doing currently in representing people, because as we talked when we met at your office a couple of weeks ago, this is public service, what you're doing.
It is.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to share why I feel so passionately that way about it, because I've been through it. I've been the victim. And what you go through when you're on the receiving end of somebody else's negligence, it's no fun. There's doubt, and you got to know that somebody is truly your advocate, and that's what we'll get into next on Happy Hour. It is 4:21. I think I was very accurate when I said, you know, you look at a house and it's got so many things that you like and it's in your budget. And that's how we felt about our place. And we kind of saw it with rose-colored glasses. So then you take the plunge, you move in, and then you start noticing things that aren't as lovable as when you first did the walkthrough. Well, we started making a list of things and kind of prioritizing because we can't afford to do it all at once. But then after you've made that list, then comes, all right, well, who's going to do all this stuff? Well, do we call this one or that one? Well, when it comes to the following array of services, everything from kitchen and bathroom remodels to putting in new flooring, installation, pressure washing, painting, drywall, carpentry, both rough and finished, as in cabinets and so forth, master's renovations, you can get it all done under one name. And that's what we're doing. Mike and Julia Blackwell have 25 years of experience. They're a A-rated business with the Better Business Bureau. Home Advisor, screened and approved, veteran-owned. And by the way, 10% discounts for active military veterans and first responders, and of course, free estimates. But the key thing here is that you've got this group, Mike and his talented people, who can handle a vast array of home improvements, renovations. Some of you may have a project in mind and you know right down to the smallest detail what you want done. They can do that. Give them the plan, they execute. With us, we had, okay, we got the space in the on the patio that's ugly. We want to do something there, but what? So Mike has designed something and we're in the process of having that done. It's going to be a small outdoor kitchen, and I can't wait till it's finished because I can tuck my grill into it and I'll be able to do everything I need to do. And I do a lot of grilling, as you know, right there without having to run back and forth from there to the kitchen. It's also going to look great. It's kind of a nice tiki look to it. So Masters Renovations, for your new ideas or the things you already have in mind, they can handle it all. The number is 216-4004. That's 216-4004. For Mike and Julia Blackwell at Masters Renovations.
Hey, Scott Bowers here with PBS Painting. Looking to do any painting in the future? Looking for true professional painting? I ask that you please give me a call for a free estimate. When you hire PBS Painting, you actually get me on the job at all times with a brush or roller in hand, so I know that it's done the right way. We always use high-quality products to ensure a long life to your paint job. We take our time prepping the job properly, which ensures a high-quality paint job. As always, no upfront money is needed, and we are licensed and insured. We offer interior, exterior painting, pressure washing, and sheetrock services. So if you have a painting project you want done the right way, from Lake Martin to South Montgomery County, then please give PBS Painting a call at 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Check us out on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Eyeglasses not only help you see better, but they can also be a beautiful fashion accessory. And you can make that fashion statement affordably.
Owens Optical in Eastbrook, your hometown optical store, has served generations of Montgomeryans with top quality products and service. You'll find top quality frames and lenses from the best name brands, plus sunglasses like Costa Del Mar, Wiley X, Tofosi, and lots more. And they're prescriptable, fashion, and functionality. And best of all, you get to work with the fun, professional staff at Owens Optical Eastbrook. Generations of Montgomeryans have relied on the caring staff at Owens Optical Eastbrook. You'll feel right at home at Owens Optical. Owner Mike Atchison and Dr. Larry Rogers will make your visit a pleasure. You're a part of the family at Owens Optical Eastbrook. You'll get top quality products and service, save money, and you're treated like family. Get a good look and look good too. Owens Optical, 306 Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook.
This July, make it a jolly holiday with the Alabama Shakespeare Festival's Mary Poppins. This million-dollar production of the Broadway blockbuster features incredible sets, beautiful costumes, and that magical nanny who will fly over your head and into your hearts, leaving you and your family spellbound. Your summer just won't be complete without a trip to ASF. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at asf.net today.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Motors, awarded the best of the best dealer for 2016 by Mercedes-Benz.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope your Friday afternoon is going well. Looking good on the roadway so far this afternoon. A little bit of debris in the roadway, 85 North at Taylor Road. That should be cleaned up and out of your way shortly. Everything else looks real good. 65 is the speed limit ride. Don't see anything on 85 southbound to give you any trouble. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway looking real good. Not seeing anything on the 31 so far this afternoon. It's a gigantic used Camry sale at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter in Montgomery and at Reinhardt Prattville. The lot is packed and they've got to go. Don't miss it. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
It's almost time to celebrate that special man in your life. That's right, Father's Day is Sunday. But it can also be a time of sadness and depression, especially for superheroes. Like Batman, his father was killed by a mugger. Or Superman, his dad was blown to bits along with the planet Krypton. And Wolverine, he accidentally killed his old man, shaking hands with him. This Father's Day, won't you adopt a superhero? Be their dad for a day. It's sure to cheer up an orphan superhero. Take Superman to a ball game. Invite Batman to a movie. Or have a cookout with Wolverine. He can even supply the kebabs. And let's be honest, who doesn't want Wonder Woman to call them Daddy? Give an emotionally crippled crime fighter a Father's Day they'll cherish. Adopt a superhero. And the next time they save the world from certain destruction, you can say, "That's my boy!"
It is just about 4:30 on Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Again, our congratulations to the First Lady of Morning Radio. That would be our one and only Emily Hayes.
Yay!
Who became a mommy to two adopted cats. And I just got a text from her. Apparently, Loretta's already behaving like a renegade.
Oh, no.
Yes. So we'll keep you posted, but congratulations. And I think this coming Wednesday will be a cat baby shower at Bowers. I'm determined to make that happen. Troy King is our guest after serving the state as attorney general, now in private practice. And tell everybody what you're specializing in.
Well, really, we specialize in helping hurt people, standing up to big insurance companies that are taking advantage of folks. You know, when I was attorney general, some of the proudest moments I had were when we stood up to big companies that were trying to take advantage of the state, whether it was BP, who didn't think they ought to pay for screwing up our Gulf Coast, or big drug companies that were stealing from the state. We went after them. We held them accountable. We didn't get pushed around, and Alabama benefited from those efforts. Today, we're doing the same thing. If you've been in a car wreck, if wasn't your fault, if you've been in a nursing home and suffered abuse, or somebody that you know has suffered abuse, if you've been the victim of medical malpractice, and you don't feel like the playing field's level, it's because it's not. It's because you're facing off against big, gigantic, multi-million dollar companies, and you need somebody on your side that'll stand with you in the corner, stand with you when your back's against the wall, and make sure you get treated fair.
What I want to convey to people, first of all, I'm old enough, Troy, to remember when, in fact, I talked about this a week or so ago, an episode of Green Acres where Oliver Wendell Douglas decides to set up a practice in Hooterville, and his wife Lisa doesn't understand that lawyers were not allowed to advertise. But she goes ahead and starts offering balloons and clock radios, and then he gets a call from the Bar Association. He says, well, we finally have our first case.
Times have changed.
Times have changed. But what's unfortunate in all of this is that the integrity of what you do, and this is my opinion, has been denigrated by some of the... Now, I always used to wonder, well, how does an attorney get clients or a doctor get clients if they can't tell people they're around and what they do? That didn't make any sense to me. But what we see now is a barrage. I mean, when there's a Facebook page dedicated to ridiculing your billboards, I don't need to mention any names, and mockery, that's the exact extreme opposite of what you want to see happen. And I can tell you this. I have two situations that I want to describe briefly. First one, 1989. I'm living in a nice condominium on Biscayne Bay. And we had valet parking. This is when I was making stupid money. But I was in a hurry, and the valet guy said, just give me my key. I'll go get my car out of the lot. Well, the valet parking lot, nobody was supposed to go in there but residents. So I'm walking along the wall that leads to that parking section, and all of a sudden I felt this unbelievable pressure on my hip. I literally felt my pelvis bow in the middle, and I realized that a truck that had no business pulling into that area was doing that. And it's amazing how your mind can work in a situation like that, because I thought, I'm gonna be paralyzed if I don't get out of this. So I turned towards the wall, and he dragged me. He had a Ford F-350 where it has a cab, and then the back end is much wider. And that's what caught me, because I saw the cab out of the corner of my eye, and then I felt this unbelievable pressure. And I'm writhing on the ground in great pain, and unfortunately, I was also suddenly in a bad mood, and I screaming at the driver, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be here. And he said, quote, if you don't shut the up, I'm going to send you to the hospital in worse shape than you're already in. So I got quiet, waited for the ambulance. It ended up, I had bruises on my hip, some pulled muscle and stuff, but the worst of the impact came in my shoulder. It ended up with me having that rotator cuff rebuild, which was an incredibly painful procedure. Back then, they didn't do arthroscopic rotator cuff rebuilds, so they had to open me up and do that whole thing. It was unbelievably painful. When I woke up from that surgery, I felt like somebody had pinned me to my hospital bed with a burning sword on the right side. I remember calling my daughter's mom, who I was married to at the time, crying. They need to get me something. Finally, they brought in the morphine drip, and all of that calmed down, but it was a long, tough rehab from that. Ended up with the loss of work and so forth. And this is something that people need to know. Not all insurance companies are alike. My insurance company, and I always make sure I have underinsured motorist coverage.
It's great advice.
You need to have that. Was great. They understood the situation and the damage that had been done, not just the physical pain and suffering, but the loss of work and everything else. The other guy, whose insurance company was on the hook for a lot less, it took them weeks, months to finally sign off on the settlement. Meantime, I've got a house that I can't make payments on. I'm looking at foreclosure, and it was a total nightmare scenario. And that's why, when look past all of this hoopla and deal with people that whose name and reputation is well established, who will stand up for you and be your advocate. I had two very good guys. Nobody would. There was a lawyer in Florida who's ran a lot of TV ads. We leave the light on all night long or something to that effect. And it became a joke, kind of like the billboards here. My guys, nobody knew who they were, but the people that worked in the industry did. So, again, you have not only the battle for what one side is responsible for, but the other. And that's why it's so important that people understand, if you call Troy and engage his services to help you when you've been injured, or in the other situations they handle, we mentioned the nursing home abuse and so forth, you need somebody who's going to pick up the phone and call, and the people on the other end are going to know this is serious business. Did I state that correctly?
Yeah, you did, Greg. And, you know, but because of what I've done, a lot of the most prominent law firms in the state are all friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the ability to bring extra resources to bear. You're going to, I always tell people, kind of half joking, you know, it's like buying one lawyer and getting one free. I'm going to be your lawyer. You can call me. We're not just sending your case off into a black hole with somebody else.
Right.
But we may bring in people that have specializations because we can.
Sure.
Because we have great long-term relationships with the best lawyers in Alabama, who also the industry people are going to know who they are, and they're going to get their attention. You know, if insurance companies lived up to their slogans, nobody would ever need to call me.
Right.
But they don't. And they take advantage of the fact that you're out of work and you can't afford to get care. And they intentionally drag their feet and lowball and take advantage of the fact that you may not have a law degree and know what you're entitled to be paid.
This is so true with many people that don't understand, you know, the complete picture and all that is at stake. And I have another situation to tell you about a little bit later. But again, you know, very, very serious matter.
Life-altering. For a lot of people, it's going to be with them the rest of their life, and it's going to affect their earning capacity, whether they can go back to work. So it's a serious, big deal. I do want to say, Greg, one thing that you said is so many people I talk to don't know what underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage is. And insurance companies, a lot of times, don't push it because the premiums are low, and they don't make a lot of money from it. But I tell everybody, if you go and you buy extensive liability coverage so that if you hit somebody else, they're protected, why on earth wouldn't you buy an equal amount of uninsured motorist coverage so that if you get hit and they can't afford to pay, there's somebody that's there to protect you? So that is great advice to everybody who's listening. Pull your policy out tonight and look. And if you've got $25,000 of coverage, think about what you would do if you were in a catastrophic accident.
Yeah.
And the other person was irresponsible and had 25, or even worse, was in violation of the law and had zero. What would you do? Would that be enough to take care of your family and to put you in a position where you could recover from it? And I'll be honest, when I went into private practice, I didn't have enough. My agent had never brought it up. So I think you're doing a public service to caution people that is awfully important coverage.
I think it's hugely important. And when we come back, also want some insights, because this is just my observation. And look, I don't go out to get in accidents. I don't even consider myself accident prone. But three times in my life, I've been hit as a pedestrian by a vehicle. A bus when I was 16, the guy that got out of the car and threatened me, and then a lady with no insurance who sent me sailing into the middle lane of incoming traffic off my bicycle with a compound fracture in my upper left arm. And you know, so I felt the pain. I've had some situations that put me on the sidelines. I'm lucky to be alive. I mean, you know, most people that have a pedestrian vehicle incident,
oh yes,
don't get to discuss it with you after the fact. It's 4:41. Let's get Rich in for the forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas.
Hi, everybody. Another active weather day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become rather numerous by later on this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms will be on the strong side, high around 90. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, still a generous supply of random afternoon and evening storms. About 50-50 coverage tomorrow with a high around 90. And we had to go up to about a 50% chance on Father's Day Sunday, too, with a high temperature around 91. Stay ahead of the storms. Download our new weather app. It has radar and future radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off, and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Security deposit waived, $29.99 due at inception. All sales plus tax, tag, title, and acquisition fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new home offers. Don't combine.
Experience the great outdoors like never before on a Kawasaki ATV or side-by-side. From Ward's Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. With dominating power and undeniable performance, the Brute Force ATV is a conqueror on four wheels. Want to take playing hard to a whole new level? The Turex side-by-sides are the ultimate trail driving machine. The thrill-seeking machines for the entire family to enjoy. And if you're looking for the best of both worlds, look no further than the compact size Mule SX side-by-sides or the most capable Mule ever before. The Mule Pro Series. These rugged no-frills machines get the job done wherever the going gets tough. And to top it off, all Kawasaki side-by-sides are backed by the Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. Get off the beaten path and work or play with a Kawasaki four-wheeled vehicle today. Brute Force, T-Rex, and Mule, built for adventure. Built Kawasaki Strong. See Ward's Kawasaki in Troy on 231 South. Three generations and running strong. Read owner's manual and all on-product warnings. Kawasaki ATVs with engines of 90cc and above are recommended for use only by persons 16 years of age and older. Kawasaki also recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
Are in-house printing costs dinging your office budget? Then it's time to call Bernie Office Solutions, because Bernie offers solutions. You can regain control of rising print costs with managed print services, solutions for printing, copy, and document management, so that you can spend your time on your business. The Bernie 360-degree app and the Bernie Help Desk mean that you can spend more time on customers and less time on printing problems. Sales, service, and solutions. That's Bernie Office Solutions. Seven Alabama locations. Call 1-866-9-BERNIE.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This Father's Day, don't get Dad something lame like tools.
But I like tools.
Treat him as well as you treat your mom. Get him a Pandora charm bracelet.
Charm bracelet.
Choose charms for everything your dad likes. Football.
Beer cans.
The remote control.
Some cold cuts.
Charm bracelet. Why is mom the only one who can wear her life on her wrist anyway?
Well, it's because...
She's not... Get your dad a Pandora charm bracelet for Father's Day.
Either that or some tools.
Troy King is our guest this afternoon on Happy Hour as we head into Father's Day weekend. We've been talking about advertising relative to your profession, but the other day I went a little bit of a rant because of the way a Father's Day had, the right way and the wrong way. Now, you may have seen the Ace ad where there's an actual Ace Hardware owner and his daughter who is a third-generation Ace owner in the same thing, and he's talking about the specials they have for Father's Day, which is this weekend, and she turns around and says, I know, Dad, it's cute.
Right.
They're real. They're not actors. And that made me want to go to Ace and buy something. And then I saw another one that was playing, it was selling tools, but it's a sequence of fathers getting what you might call typical Father's Day gifts and getting really ugly about. The last one was a guy whose kid made a cute little picture of what they think their dad looked like, and he looks at it with contempt and throws it away. And I looked at that and I said, I'm not going to buy anything from them. That's his kids, little kids' version of what they, you want that. That's a snapshot of their life and, the, and where they were at that particular time. Those are the most important things you'll ever get from a kid. Am I not right about that?
No, you're right.
And
my kids have never given me an ugly present.
Never. And believe me, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If my house was on fire, once the life, my wife, the dogs, everybody's safe, I'm running back in to get the things that, good, assuming again, that my daughter made for me.
Right.
Because those can't be replaced.
That's right.
That's, no insurance covers that. And as Joey can verify, I'm somewhat emotional.
Oh, no, not at all. You never, you always keep your composure, Captain.
We've been talking about, and I'm injecting my stories in here because, as Troy can tell you, there's so much more than, okay, you got rear-ended, you have a sore neck, or there's some kind of lingering pain involved. I'm leaving. I was doing marketing for a Lexus dealer in Florida. I'm in a Lexus, and I'm at a stoplight at a very busy street waiting for clearance to turn right. Boom. I mean, from behind, one of our Lexus customers who was either texting or on her cell phone, and I want to get into the specifics about how dangerous that's become, because I'm sure you're seeing a lot of that type of work where distracted drivers are, actually, if I'm not mistaken, it's become a bigger problem than drunk drivers.
Well, you know, and actually the statistics say that if you're texting and driving, you're impaired to the same extent as if you were drunk. So it is a problem of equal magnitude.
In the neighborhood I used to live in, there's one large house that had a nice old-style wooden, like, rail splitter fence out in front. One day I'm driving by, and about 25 or 30 feet of it is gone. And I asked one of the neighbors, what happened there? Oh, well, there was a girl texting, and she didn't see the bend coming and took out the fence. I'm sure the guy that almost hit me today on Carmichael Road, same thing. Anyway, this lady runs into me so hard, and my car is at a right angle, and I'm looking to the left to turn, so when I got hit, my head ricocheted off the driver's side window, and I almost fell completely through the seatbelt down to the floor. So, me, I'm thinking of the customer first. Call the boss, what should I do? And he said, call the police.
Right. Good advice.
Are you okay? I think so. Well, the next day, I'm at the doctor's office because I have headaches. And he does an MRI, and I've got a concussion. And I had short-term memory loss. It got to the point, and I went to see a neurologist who had me on medications, and after about 3 or 4 months, the combination of the medications and the treatment he was giving me, I couldn't function on the air. I'd know what I was going to do coming out of a song and then turn the mic on and forget. It really got to be bad. So I took some time off. The company wasn't happy with that. And out of the blue, they let me go, even though I had a guaranteed contract. So now I got a situation where the other driver's responsible. There's no question about that. She got ticketed. But I'm losing a job because of a head injury. Also had bad sciatic problems as well. And nobody wants to be responsible. Meanwhile, I'm sitting at home, and I'm running out of savings to pay the rent. I can't drive because this medication has completely... I wouldn't even think about getting behind a car. It's a real scary time. So in the end, we had the company had to be held accountable, but they wanted to collect the money they owed me on the contract from the other driver, and the lawyers had to work within those scenarios. But this is why solid representation in these situations is so important. I eventually got the settlement. But if I had had somebody that really didn't know how to work the situation, it might have taken years.
Well, yeah. And
I
didn't
have years at that time.
And I'll tell you, Greg, a lot of times something people don't think about is when you delay or you wait or you think, I can do this myself or I'm not really hurt that bad, and you get 6 months down the road and you end up with rotator cuff surgery or a lot of really serious problems, there's a lot of things that have been that can have been done that can't be undone,
mm-hmm.
that affect your rights and affect how much you're going to be able to recover. So, yeah, so it's a, it, you know, I think you're going to pay a lawyer the same amount whether they get engaged the day before it's over or the day it happens.
And, you know, I was so frustrated during that time because the radio station, after all this, I always, this is in 2000, the accident happened in 2004, early in the year, that and it was so frustrating because I wasn't getting any better, you know, and if the radio station had just allowed me to go away for a little while to get these neuromeds out of my system, I might have been able to come back faster. I always said the lady knocked me, she may have hit me at Sample Road next to the turnpike, but she knocked me all the way into Alabama because the end result of that was me coming here. The company that let me go tried for almost 3 years to hire me back. They kind of saw it as a mistake, and while they were forced to compensate me for the time lost, I just couldn't do that, given the way they handled. What if it happens again?
Right.
And what are you going to do? But that's how complicated these situations can become.
Yeah, they can be very complicated, and you know, you need to know who's responsible, and you need somebody that can untangle those and can help you maneuver the medical bills and how do you satisfy liens. But it can be a very intimidating, complicating process, and you can get taken advantage of. It's almost like a slogan we tell people is, you know, the most important thing is to see a doctor and take care of your health, and the second most important thing is to see a lawyer and take care of your future. But it really is almost that simple.
You know, and this is why, I having been through this, I get angry because on TV, the people that do what you do, some of them make it seem like it's a game show jackpot that you're after, and that is not what it's all about. It's really, really critical. And again, I'm very proud to tell people that they can not only call you for help in this type of situation, nursing home abuse and so forth, but that you're the person that they're going to speak with, and you're the person that's going to be their advocate dealing with the various entities and parties that come along in a situation like that. And my friends, I can tell you straight out, it is so critical that you're working with somebody who is respected, because it's like in our any business, there are some that are taken seriously and some that aren't. Troy King calls, I think they're going to know that they're dealing with somebody who's a very serious advocate for their client. We haven't taken the time to give the number out for your firm yet. Why don't you do
that
for us?
Yeah, I'd love to. It's 334-215-4440. And, yeah, I think it's important to tell people, Greg, because a lot of people are afraid to call because they don't know if they can afford a consultation fee, or they don't know how much is it going to cost. They've never done it before, and they don't know. And it's a free call. I don't charge anybody anything unless they decide to hire us, and even then we don't get paid until the case is over and we get a result.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to take, when we get into the next hour, take people through the process a little bit.
Absolutely.
As you evaluate the circumstances and so forth. But yes, that's very critical to know, that in a situation like this, you don't have to worry about that. There's plenty of other stuff that you need to be concerned with, but certainly not that. Take a moment, since we've been talking accidents. I'm not trying to be ironic here, but the place you take your car after you've been in one, you as a consumer, you know, you go through all the grief, the paperwork, police reports, your insurance adjuster, they give you an estimate. Now, who's going to make your car look as good as new, maybe better? Well, I can tell you unequivocally, the place to go with 30 years of experience on each and every situation is Montgomery Paint and Body. No, I've taken the time to get to know the Turner family, and I'll be point-blank honest with you. Donnie Turner is a real fuss budget. I mean, he is so particular about how things are done. He doesn't want one single car, one single component of any car that they fix to come out of that building that hasn't been done right. No shortcuts, No gimmicks. And the beauty of it is that when they do take your car in for repair, whether it's something that's mostly cosmetic or there's fenders and bumpers that need to be replaced, that after they know what you've been through. So when you go to pick up your car, that rollout moment is amazing because your car looks, as they say, that's not just a slogan, it's a result. Good as new, maybe better. And that includes the interior to whatever extent possible. When you watch him do the walk around on a car, it's like watching a skilled surgeon evaluate a patient. That's how they do it. And that's what that level of experience brings to the table. So remember them. We hope you don't have to call them because you've been in a wreck. But when your car needs to be repaired, they should be the first choice. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Wreck with a W, MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 457. Jerry, we'll get your call in just a moment.
Bill's Handyman Service.
Yeah, Bill, this is Larry Jones. You installed whole house surge protection for us last spring.
Uh-huh.
Well, we just had a lightning strike and lost all our electronics.
I think you got the wrong number.
Most people don't think about surge protection for their homes until it's too late. Crosby Electric reminds you that power surges can do a lot of damage.
Bill's Handyman Service.
We lost our TV, DVD player, computers, router, even our toaster.
This is a recording. Please leave a message at the tone.
Oh.
The technicians at Crosby Electric have installed whole house surge protection in dozens of homes in the River Region. We do the job right, so you're really protected.
Bill's Trash Hauling Service.
Yeah, Bill, trash hauling?
Yes, we specialize in the disposal of damaged electrical goods. How can I help you today?
Oh, never mind.
Protect your family and your possessions with whole house surge protection, professionally installed by Crosby Electric. Call 272-2085 or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and I need a new AC.
If your AC is old or broken and you don't know how you're going to pay for a new one, relax. United has financing available with no down payment with approved credit.
United even has 0% interest for 36, 48, or even 60 months on select systems.
Don't waste another day or another dollar on that old, leaky, energy-guzzling AC.
At United, they will give you the best affordable solution and educate you on all the latest technology. United also specializes in airflow and air quality.
That's right. We sell you indoor comfort for an affordable price with a low monthly payment.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that is ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama Certification 84560.
United for your comfort.
Call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Well, now's the time for you to call Chad and get your AC unit checked out today. Chad's AC Direct can help you with quick service for maintenance and repairs. And if you need a new unit, call Chad today at 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct will save you money, big money. Call 264-6464. Check them out on the web at chadsacdirect.com. Alabama License 92244.